On X-Ray FM, you're listening to Street Roots Radio. I'm Hannah Francis. This project is a collaboration between X-Ray FM, KBOO Radio, and local publication Street Roots. Street Roots is a nonprofit organization in Portland, Oregon that creates income opportunities for people experiencing homelessness and poverty by producing a newspaper and other media that are catalysts for individual and social change. Today, I have an interview with Street Roots correspondent Bruce Poinsett about his article, Taking the Helm, Black Mayors in Oregon Are Encouraging the Next Generation to Take Their Place. Hey, Bruce, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Anna, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for bringing this really important story to attention. So first, to sort of set the stage, Oregon currently has three Black mayors, and all three of their terms are coming to an end. There's Mayor McGriff in Oregon City, Mayor Johnson in Albany, and Mayor Stovall in Gresham. And Mayor McGriff's term is ending, and Mayor Johnson and Mayor Stovall are up for re-election. Will you sort of like give me some context on how the midterms could affect this situation and why it's so important right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, the short of it is that, like you said, like Mayor McGriff's term limit will be up. Mayors Johnson and Stovall are both up for re-election. So, you know, at a time where there's three Black mayors by January 2027, there could be none. And it's more of a look into, again, just like how Oregon deals with Black leadership, especially on a local government level. So Oregon's had nine Black mayors in history. The first was James Jim Bond in Manzanita, who was elected in 1994. And there's a period basically like starting in 2016 with the election of Ken Gibson in King City, where you had, I guess, and call it a renaissance of sorts. Oregon has 241 cities. So do the math. That's, you know, again, nine mayors over the course of Oregon's history. That's not a lot. But from 2016 through now, there have been six. So like I say, Ken Gibson, Walt Williams, and River Grove, the aforementioned mayors McGriff, Stovall, and Johnson, as well as Tim Hall and Garibaldi. And yeah, like I said, when you look at these stories, because Oregon, you know, is let me put it like this. There's the stories in these different cities, they're very much shaped by the character of these cities themselves, but also it'd be in places when you think about Black mayors, a lot of people are surprised to hear that there have been Black mayors in Oregon, frankly. And a lot of these cities might surprise you. You know, because a lot of them, you're talking about like these small retirement communities, coastal communities. And then there's obviously like some exceptions, like Gresham being the fourth largest city in the state, you know, Oregon City, Albany being a little bit bigger, more on the development side. But again, like different mayors have, there's a lot of similarities in the struggles, obviously, in some level of isolation slash, being on this pedestal as the Black mayor in predominantly white cities. But again, it's just like when you look at the bigger picture of Oregon, you look at a state that, again, I always come back to the fact that it's the only state in the U.S. that passed Black exclusion laws, and three of them. And that legacy exists when you see the small population numbers, but even with how the state deals with Black leadership and Black people in these high positions, it's really an opportunity to see, again, just like how the state still reckons with this history.
Thank you. Yeah, so you spoke with five Black mayors and former mayors in Oregon about their experience serving. What were some of the main things that stood out?
I would say, you know, I think the thing that first comes to mind is like, how do people deal with the pushback and adversity? Because a common theme, especially in like the election process, is a level of, community excitement. And obviously, like, these are, with these elections, there are historic moments in all these respective cities in the state. But, from there, and I also think it's notable that in most of these cases, these mayors are being elected in times of like major transitions in their respective areas. So use go back to King City with former Mayor Gibson. That was a time when expansion was the big issue and going into these unincorporated areas. And so obviously there's support for that. There's also a lot of pushback that can take different terms. Some of it on grounds of just like, trying to protect certain like environmental standards, protecting natural areas, but then also just how would I put this? Just pushback from people who, they've owned land in these unincorporated areas and they don't want anyone, encroaching on that. So, it's a matter of kind of stepping in and like who's going to be the leader in this moment for, fundamental change in the city. And it's kind of similar story in Albany with Mayor Johnson. But meanwhile, I think it's also notable, but three of these mayors were elected in 2020. Obviously, you're talking COVID, you're talking about the racial justice protests of 2020 following, George Floyd. And, obviously like a general election as well. So you're talking, and those mayors, just to be clear, that's a Mayor Stovall and Gresham, Mayor Hall, or former Mayor Hall in Garibaldi, and Mayor Johnson in Albany. So you have like for Mayor Stovall, you have this a large conversation, obviously around like defund the police from the protest movement of that time. And even though as a mayor, he's been very adamant that he's not entertaining that conversation, he was still kind of chosen in that moment to lead Gresham forward, basically endorsed by former Mayor Shane Bemis. And even with, I think what was interesting is even though he was very much kind of against the some of the a lot of the notions of the protest at that time, the place where he found alignment with that group was that the idea of the best way to reduce crime is through reducing poverty. So he's put a lot of investment and a lot of emphasis on poverty reduction programs in terms of like bringing in businesses to, offer more job opportunities, working in partnerships with schools and local businesses so that there's a direct pipeline for students into these job opportunities. And, it's had a fair amount of success. I believe he just won at the most recent Oregon Mayor's Association, just one big leadership award in part for that work, and has been able to, get grants from the state to support it. So, or, another example in Oregon City where the previous mayor was recalled and Mayor McGriff, it wasn't even they'd kind of like they'd identified a person before her and that, didn't work out. And then, she stepped up from the city commission. She had been a long time neighborhood association leader and, one special election, then one re-election. But in 2020, or one special election in 2022 to kind of, step into that role. But I say all that to say again that just it's almost there's this cliche that, and they said this with former President Obama, where it's like you elect the first black president to step in and clean up the mess of the previous one. And there's I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that there's somewhat of an element of that even in these Oregon elections where a lot of these historic election wins are coming, like I said, in the time of major transition in the town, in the time where, people are looking for someone to step up and shepherd their cities into a different direction.
Yeah, thank you for that. You already touched a little bit on some of the accomplishments and successes of these folks, but I wonder if you could touch a little bit more on some of the main accomplishments that these mayors are really proud of.
Yeah. So I think what was really common with a lot of mayors, and it also kind of gets into the concept of being a mayor for quote unquote being a mayor for all people versus being the first black mayor in a city. So I don't think it's a coincidence that a lot of them talked about, again, like development, and whether it's Gresham bringing in new businesses, King City, the King City expansion, for example, like again, former Mayor Gibson just talks about even just like a park across the way from his house that previously, like when he and his wife moved into the city, it was an unusable area, and now, it's a thing where they have like year-round activities. Even in Garibaldi, Mayor Hall talks about, restoring a relationship with ODOT after basically not being able to do. The city had not done audits for a few years in a row and kind of had like a broken relationship with the state, wasn't able to get grants. So being able to restore that relationship with ODOT, bring in a basically complete a major multi-million dollar highway project. Even in Oregon City, Mayor McGriff talks about being able to do the Cayuse Five Memorial, which is a partnership with the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation, and honors five Cayuse men who were wrongly hanged in 1850 following the death of a missionary in Oregon City. Mayor Johnson, he's really, really touts the waterfront there, and being able to just like develop the area, make it a place again where it's like a destination for people to come and enjoy the city. Being able to just make it more vibrant. So I think a lot of like one of the really like common thread between all the mayors in these, again, like very different places is being able to develop these things, being able to make their cities kind of just more, not necessarily like tourist destinations, although that's definitely embedded in there too, but just being able to, expand whether opportunities, whether aesthetically or especially in Gresham, in expanding jobs and reducing poverty numbers. Mayor Stovall's really, he names the poverty reduction work as probably his proudest accomplishment, not just for, again, reducing poverty, but also reducing crime rates. And no small part attributes that also to, again, just like the partnerships and bringing in new businesses, new job opportunities, working with Rosemary Anderson and Microchip. So yeah, that's kind of the more like common threads as far as accomplishments. There's some other things, especially like for example, in Oregon City, Mayor McGriff talks about just like increasing communication, creating, making sure that the town, like a physical newsletter, gets out to everyone in the city, just so people have the information, and increasing, I say, communication. Mayor Hall, who, or former Mayor Hall, who I'm sure we'll get into, had a much more difficult time in Garibaldi. He talks about it's that need of building trust in communities. And I think even just doing like stuff like that, Mayor Johnson talks a lot about just being out there and active at events everywhere, being very visible, visiting schools all the time, just like being present. That's also a theme again of combating that kind of again, like being on that pedestal for better or worse as the first black mayor in these cities.
So, building off that, what were some of the main challenges that these mayors expressed to you?
The one that stands out the most is, again, Mayor Hall, who was recalled in 2023. When he joined the city council in 2019, he worked with the Portland Water Bureau before he and his wife moved to Garibaldi for retirement. And the issue he really focused on was financial mismanagement in the city. I mentioned not doing the audits before. So, he was, again, going after feeling like there was, money being misspent by public officials, salaries that they couldn't afford in local government, based on just like everyone in there having, fixed incomes. And Garibaldi is a city of about 843 people, I believe. So he, in going after that, I think it'd be safe to say that he made enemies. So he was elected in 2020, served in 2021, was reelected in 2022. But there was a very, a very, I guess you'd say, like, aggressive recall campaign, among other things he talks about that happened, were one being branded as quote unquote, like, he's not one of us in the city. And keep in mind, I said Garibaldi has 843 people. It's mostly a retirement community. According to the census, there are five black people total. So we kind of put two and two together there. But another thing he talks about was being stalked by a man with mental health issues who would call him at, 3, 4 in the morning, pressing him about government issues, and who, threatened him. Says it that this man had also threatened the editor and the sheriff at the time. And I think what's difficult, even in just from a reporter's standpoint, with this, is just there's so the limit. There's so much, there's limited information. So you have the Tillamook Headlight Herald, which is like the local paper reporting on it. But, this is a business and it's paywalled. And honestly, like, most of the articles on any of the recall were paywalled. So a lot of people, unsurprisingly, like, just in learning more, talking with Tim, talking with some of the other mayors about this, it was just a lot of surprise around, like, how many people have not heard about this story at all. Again, no matter what side you fall on it, the idea that, one of the five black people in Garibaldi, who was the mayor of the city, was recalled in this very contentious campaign. And there's a story in the Oregonian, but again, now it's paywalled and Mayor Hall does not, or former Mayor Hall, has had issues with basically like some of the stuff that was not reported in that story. But this idea that, again, like, you'd think this would be a story around the state, but it's just, it's kind of like a thing that the mayors are very aware of, but kind of outside that circle, it's not really, it's not known. It just kind of, passes over. And I think there's just like some, especially when it comes to like this pushback and some of the uglier parts of the pushback, where, there's a lot of, called just like carefulness around how it's discussed, reported, if it is discussed. Even go back to King City. So part of, in the pushback on the expansion, former Mayor Gibson's garage was spray painted with a No Fisher Road. So, and this is in reference to Fisher, specifically the Fisher Road expansion. He will say that, it's not racially motivated, and, take his word on that. But, it's nonetheless, it stands out. And again, it's like, it's the first black mayor of the city and his home is vandalized. So, and then, like I said, on the flip side, when you have, like I said, like Mayor Johnson, when he talks about being at all the farmers markets, being at all the, at these business events, being downtown and passing out, buying carousel tickets with his own money and giving it out to families. And there's the positive side of that, but there's also the side where he talks about, being the black mayor, people feel like, he says, I'm being a black person, if they don't see you being part of the community, they won't embrace you as part of the community. So basically, what he's implying is just like there's an extra burden you have to take on as this, basically as the first or as a black mayor, frankly, as a black elected official, to make sure people really like see you and trust and, or at the very least, respect you.
And sort of on that note, has there been a sense of solidarity built between these mayors?
Yeah, so it's a mixed bag. With Gibson, it said that, he actually names not being able to really build solidarity and connection with the other mayors as one of his greatest disappointments. And I should note that, again, he served from 2016 to 2021, and he had a year left on his term, but decided to resign early. And this did come not that long after the vandalism incident. But with the other mayors who, were sworn in 2021, the other mayors who were interviewed for this story, it sounds like maybe, I can't tell whether it's like connected or not, but they've reported a little bit more connection. It's limited just based on the nature of their jobs, where let's say, the times where they're really able to talk are, an Oregon Mayor's Association meeting, Oregon League of Cities, and, on the offhand chance when they're visiting, each other's town. So, Mayor Johnson, for example, is, if people are in Albany, he'll try and, get them together for coffee. And it's kind of the dynamic around, but it's just not, they're not able to talk super often, but he also feels like they're, a call away if needed on these issues. So, like people know each other. They have their numbers, but it's also, there's just a strain based on the busyness. And I think the one thing though is that, like, I look at, following the recall of former Mayor Hall, where, when given the opportunity to speak in front of an Oregon Black Pioneers Gala, for example, like it's one of the things Mayor McGriff called out it back in 2023. So very shortly after, it's one of the things, even for the story, that Mayor Johnson made sure to point out. It's just that, really upset and frustrated with what happened with former Mayor Hall. And one of the things that I think was, I think there's this, it's the cliche is that it's a fraternity because it's, so small or whatever of these elected officials. But even then, with like there are layers to that. So like with Mayor McGriff as the first black woman elected, that's, when it comes to like commiserating on the intersections of racism and misogyny in these elected spaces, she has kind of like less to work with. And so she's also trying to find solidarity with a lot of the women who are mayors throughout the state, who in a lot of cases are in some of these smaller areas. So also dealing with, at least what she's said, is even like a deeper level of misogyny and prejudice in these communities. And it's, working anyway on trying to build more support for that. But it's kind of, I just need to say, an uphill battle.
Yeah, absolutely. What did these five mayors and former mayors have as like sort of encouragement for the next generation of black people to run for office specifically?
I think the big thing is really doing your homework, I think, was a very common theme. So, Mayor Johnson talks about, like, he's a business owner in the city, been long time coach, known in the community, but he kind of really got into local politics in 2017. And at the time, he just, he'd attended a city council meeting. He's kind of frustrated with what he saw as like the dysfunction in there. So his path was not just attending city council, but attending like budget committee, different citizens advisory boards, just basically like anything he could with the intentionality of looking at, okay, how does this function? Mayor McGriff talks about a similar thing, just again being a longtime neighborhood association leader and really getting to know the community. And I think they really just kind of like name that common mistake is that people think they can just kind of like step in without just having that knowledge of both how local government works and also just how their community runs and the people. So that was a very, I think both like current former mayors just really nailed home. It's like, know your community, know how government works, know the systems. Mayor Stovall added that, just being the cliche is kind of like getting a seat at the table, but more so being at like where that we are needed in these places where decisions are made. So it's good to be on these subcommittees and these advisory groups, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of stuff. Sometimes I feel like when I'm talking about these, it can seem like competing things of do all this pre-work to get there. And it's kind of like a yes and thing that I think he really hits on as far as like do the preparation, know your community, but also your voice is needed there. These perspectives aren't at these decision-making tables. So I think the big piece and another common thread with all these mayors was encouraging younger generations, just aspiring Black leaders in general to get out there and do this because it's needed right now. And I think bigger, like these mayors, I should point out, they're by no means a monolith, whether it's in like political ideology, just how they move as people in general. But I think they're all committed to not being the first and last. So just encouraging people to really like step into these roles and, be as prepared as you can possibly be when you do.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Bruce. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you again for having me.
You've been listening to an interview with Street Roots correspondent Bruce Poinsett for Street Roots Radio. On X-Ray FM, I'm Hannah Francis.